Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Hi.
How many times have you been watching an episode of South Park and thought, I'd like to be able to watch this on my television while hooked into my mobile device, which is being controlled by my tablet device, which is hooked into my oven, all while sitting in the refrigerator? Well, we're not doing that. We're just doing this game.
We need the new kid. What new kid?
We wanted to see if we could make a game where we could have the world of South Park and have it look like the show and feel like the player was actually in the show.
We need a savior who can undo that which has been done.
What we've been doing is try to like take things from shows or people know characters that they've seen before, but then work it into a new adventure, as dumb as that sounds, but like it's hard. We definitely have gained a new respect for video game writing and stuff.
We write shows and we write television, but as gamers, the thing that we hate the most is playing a game and then sitting there and having a 5-minute long cutscene. Especially when I was trying to be funny.
Trey's been talking about Max Payne 3. I haven't played it yet, but that's all he's been talking about is the cutscenes in Max Payne 3.
You start the game and you watch something for 15 minutes and you're like, can I play? Can I play, please? And then you finally get to do something and then it goes to another, you know, it's just like, so we want to also make sure we don't create one of the games we hate.
Now I play Call of Duty and FIFA, so I've moved to like more mature kind of pursuits.
The new kid has a power we have yet to understand. Then how can we trust him?
So like an RPG, you kind of, or like a Grand Theft Auto, how you start at nothing and you build yourself up. It's sort of that idea, except we're done on a very kid level, where you move to town and you're a big nobody that no one wants to talk to because you're the new kid, and you get to slowly build your way up as a character, but also in gaining acceptance.
There are weapons and there are enemies. Yes.
We have those. We have weapons and enemies.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, you know, we split it up into different sort of worlds and factions. I mean, it definitely has, we use like Skyrim and all the big games to like use those as models for, so that it feels like a real RPG.
Let's talk about the maturity and the level of writing for this game.
It's very mature. It's rated M for mature. It's, but it's very mature writing.
I'll do it. Jews can't be saviors, remember?
And we honestly always come at it from a point of what point can we make, or what issue do we want to talk about, or what's the story, what plot do we want to tell, and then we just end up pissing people off. We don't try, it just happens.
South Park is going to be till 2016 still, and how do you keep it fresh, and what are you guys looking forward to in the next couple of years for South Park?
We don't, and we're not.
It's not fresh, and we're not looking forward to it.